Small business owners in the market for an SUV or pickup may be eligible for a special tax break. The savings can amount to tens of thousands of dollars on 38 eligible vehicles. The rate only applies to vehicles heavier than 6,000 pounds, for example, the Dodge Durango or the Ford F-150. Aileen Roeder is a program director for the nonpartisan Taxpayers for Common Sense. She says her group would like to see that tax loophole closed.
This was originally put into the Internal Revenue Code to help out farmers and small businesses to buy equipment that they would need.
So you don't have to have a business to take advantage of this?
You have to have be a corporation, you can be a sole proprietor, a self-employed person in order to take advantage of this.
Are we talking great numbers of people?
Well, we estimate that if 100,000 of these SUVs were sold in 2002, it would be close to $1 billion missing from the federal treasury. Unfortunately, the Internal Revenue Service is not keeping track of how many of these are happening.
Are car dealers aware of it?
Absolutely. Car dealers, accountants. The word is out there. The people who don't know are the federal taxpayer.
So if I did have a business, if I were self-employed, this would be a good thing for me.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not a very good thing for the federal taxpayer. I mean, the market has outgrown this tax cut. There are a litany of passenger vehicles above 6,000 pounds, yet we continue to give businesses huge tax breaks to buy massive SUVs. The vehicles are flying off the lots. Dealers can't keep them in stock. We don't need to stimulate the SUV market at the expense of the federal taxpayer.
Is anyone interested in trying to repeal this?
I think that we're going to be talking to some folks in the 108th and 8th Congress and seeing what we can do about this. I mean, we need to have equity. We're making it a fiscal no-brainer for businesses to purchase these SUVs.
Aileen Roeder is a program director at Taxpayers for Common Sense. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petwoods.